Okay. Hour two. Republic of Texas Radio. Today's date is Sunday, April the 5th. We're joined by Susan Danzler, and of course, Alan's here. And we're talking about stuff and things, you know, talking about the corona, how you're doing with the coronial times. You know, I don't know. It's kind of whatever. But we also have Chris near Las Vegas. See what he's thinking. Where are you at there, Chris? Hi.
Well, good morning, Texan.
Good morning, Chris.
You know, very, very curious. I was listening to Jewel earlier, and she was musing about the hums of the power lines in the Wichita lineman sort of venue. And it occurs to me that under the doctrine of intended versus unintended consequences, and of course keeping in mind that we can change the circumstances, but we can't change the consequences of circumstances, that some of the fallout, side effects, collateral damage of this being locked down on the global planetary nature, stuck at home, everything closed down, no movies, no theaters, no entertainment, no casinos, no gambling. You can go to the restaurants, you can go to Walmart, you can go to the fast food places and pick up and carry out. But when you hear the power lines humming, being a former union electrician retired, I have some sense about this. It usually is indicative of either high winds or heavy load on a power draw, high amps flowing through it. And it seems to me it's reasonable to expect, and I would, that if you've got lots of people staying home doing computers and TVs and playing games and turning lights on and maybe the heat up or down or air conditioning up or down, that the power is going to increase exponentially. And this could, deviously planned, cause a grid down situation, implode the grid. And of course, Cloud and Cliven's technical strategy is to overload the system, to cause it to overload, implode, and collapse it on itself so that you can reform the G-overment, or the government, the mind controllers, into the type of situation that you want that serves your interest as opposed to the people's interest. And, of course, if we make American government so horrifically distasteful and intolerable, then it might make socialism, communism, that people don't know the real nature of, seem more attractive to the uninformed until it bites them in the posterior, because murdering masses of dissenters and opposition parties is something that these Bolsheviks, Zionists, communists, socialists have been doing from the very beginning, from Mao, Stalin, Pol Pot, Mussolini, all these mass murderers around the world, these psychopaths. All they want to do is kill everybody else that opposes them and shut them up. And this seems to be what's going on here in America. And this reformation of the culture is a very, very dangerous concept to the ideations of Americans that we've been doing here for about 200 years. What do you think?
I would say chaos is the word of the day. And yes, they do. They want one world of gray goo. They don't want individual nations. Everyone says, "Oh, this is great." You know, the people are nations are shutting their borders off again. And it's like, no, you have to look long term at this. What they will end up doing is they'll come out, because I've already heard them mention this, that we will need a global health system to combat situations like this in the future, so we can have a coordinated attack against a common enemy. What do you think, Chris?
Well, I think that's their story they're trying to convince us of, although I'm not sure that there's a real global plandemic. Right? There's a plandemic, all right, but it's not a corona, flu, cold virus at all. Something that was extremely surrealistic and virtually unbelievable. I took my entertainment-starved lady on a ride last night with the dog, and we went up to the south end of the strip and drove all the way to Sahara. And if we saw 50 people total spread out through there, sans the police cars and security forces, that would have been a lot. And on a Saturday night in Las Vegas, where typically it's bumper to bumper, and the streets are spilling out, especially in front of Margaritaville and at Flamingo and Las Vegas Boulevard and Sahara and Las Vegas Boulevard, you would have had to aim very carefully to find one target on any of those areas. It was like a ghost town. It was very, very abnormal, surrealistic.
Surreal.
Unbelievable.
Surreal,
yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Well, Fredericksburg, Texas doesn't compare in any kind of way to the Las Vegas Strip. But, you know, imagine small town USA. That's Fredericksburg, Texas, and it's a tourist destination, you know, and people come in for wine and food and shopping and walking, just walking by the droves. It's bad enough, you know, Alan can attest to this. I stay away. I live 17 miles from the madness, but it is the hub of our shopping. And, you know, like I said, Alan can attest to this, you don't go Friday, Saturday, and Sunday or spring break. You prepare ahead. And it's the same thing. It's a ghost town. There's a few rebels on the strip, on Main Street, and they've got their doors opened so that it's obvious. Some of them may have their doors open so people don't have to grab the door handle, but it's the same thing. It's a ghost town.
Yeah, you could actually see the curbs on Main Street again.
Yeah, and all the doors are shut.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Jewel, maybe it was Susan that was talking about earlier, the economic fallout of this change of the paradigm of the so-called oil dollar, petrodollar, dole liar, where they tell us that this pretty paper is worth something when it's really a debt note, and tell us that it's worth something instead. That's what the dole liar is. They tell us that nothing is worth something, and they live off the dole off our expense of buying their lies.
And Bitcoin's even worse than that. You've got a piece of paper in your hand.
Absolutely. Yeah, this economic is a multi-pronged attack on the global system. And it's really an asymmetrical type of warfare that we're being, fourth-gen warfare, fifth-gen warfare, whatever you want to call it. Maybe 5G warfare is a
non-linear
aspect of it. Well, absolutely.
That's funny. But, you know, we early on.
Go ahead, Steve.
Let's see. Early on in the show, who was it that called in? Jeff in Massachusetts. He was calling in and he was talking about the possibility or the thought of another event coming in to make the corona just disappear from your mind, something that is even greater of a problem, and then you'll be all, well, I don't seem to be sick. I'm going to get the heck and got to do something, right? So we could just talk is talk, right? And there's so much talk going on right now as people are locked in their houses. But actions are actions, right? They say, okay, so China's now going to nuke us, right? So here they're going to nuke us now, and we're going to be nuked and coroned. And okay, then they got the grid down next week, possibly. I heard that one last week, too. But Chris, over in the UK, They're not talking. Some people over there are actually burning cell towers. And I find that fascinating. And it could be one person that is burning 5G or 3G or 4G cell towers, you know, in multiple counties or whatever they call them in the United Kingdom. I looked up the subject and I'm kind of going, wow, That's interesting. And the telecom industry is looking at this, and especially the folks over at the in the United Kingdom who put up a cell tower and it gets burned down. What happens if that catches on globally? You know, there. But hey, the United Kingdom government, it said, these towers are the blessed towers and they're good for you. Don't burn them. But is that going to stop the people from burning them? I don't think right? But that could really screw up our whole society if they start burning all the cell towers.
Well, most of the common people wouldn't know the difference between a cell tower and a power tower. Some of them are the same ones, as a matter of fact, streetlights and so on and so forth, smart cities. So we have to ask ourselves, are these organic vigilantes that are out there trying to disturb the land, or are they COINTELPRO government agents are doing this to give us the illusion and to stimulate and provoke the actions of people to rise up and destroy these euphemistic tower targets, when really it's the people that are running this system who are the ones, the global gangster banksters, the Corban kings, the kings of Corban, take it because they can, who want to own the world and have us all their slaves. God bless America. God bless Texas. Thank you, guys.
And what about this? You know, if they take the towers down, they've still got these little cube thingies floating around all over us up there, don't they? Driving us to a digital 5G.
The satellite over my house is more of a hexagon with a couple of flappy things they use for solar power.
Who knows? I find it interesting that Texas, does have its own grid. What I find ominous, for those of us who've been in the trenches, have been working on legislation that promotes Texas and limits government, is for, I think, about 6 years. 6 years we've been working on a bill by Senator Bob Hall, a decent guy, to shore up and protect the Texas grid. And it speaks volumes about these politician critters up there that they refuse to take up this bill. And why would that be?
Well, of course, we are talking about two different grids in the corporate United States. There is the U.S. power grid, and then there is the Texas power grid. And I don't know. They tell me they don't meet. But, of course, I'm not that person that knows all that stuff. Who knows? Let's go back to the phones, 1-800-313-9443, and we're going to move on to Art. Art, hello, Art. Are you there?
Hey, man, how y'all doing?
There you are. Clower and Piven.
There it is.
I was wanting to talk to you a little bit about that, man.
Yeah, it's so fun.
Go ahead. What were you saying?
It's so nice to finally hear another caller talking about that. I was starting to think I was the only one that actually remembered it. but yeah, that was, if you go back, I believe this was in the, if I remember correctly, this was like in the 70s, I remember, where, they were asked, how do you bring a country to its knees? And they, three very simple words: you break the bank. You literally bankrupt them. And that's what I see happening with all of the stimulus and all of the spending. And now we've got Bernie Sanders coming out, and he's talking about $2,000 per month continuing. There goes your universal income. And hey, I could live pretty, I live on about $800 a week, a month. So, you want to give me $2,000 a month, shoot, you just really shot my standard of living way up. but, you were talking about...
Yeah, up or down.
Yeah. Well, if they do that, the cost of everything will skyrocket too.
So we will still be living pretty crappy. But, you know, you were talking about this, you know, about going cashless. And it, every time I hear somebody talk about this, it takes me back to just a couple of weeks ago where the CDC came out and said we needed to go cashless because the risk of contamination by transference of the virus through paper currency was a high priority risk. And, you know, so there is your, there's your push to go cashless. And, you know, for you Christians out there who still haven't figured this one out yet, you know, I've been telling people for years, ever since they came out with the, you know, the little data strips on the back of your credit cards and on the back of your driver's licenses and three pictures on your driver's licenses and your ID. Why do they need three pictures on there? Well, it's biometrics. Why do they need you to take off your glasses when you get your photo taken for your IDs and stuff? Well, so they can get a copy of your iris, because your iris is like your fingerprint. It's unique to you. No one else has one like it. It's, all of this is tied in together, and people aren't paying attention. But what I really, 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 really wanted to get out there, folks, let's go back to 2001, when there was an exercise called Dark Winter. And it's connected directly to Presidential Directive 51. And this was an exercise having to deal with what? A global pandemic, and how to react, and what would be the consequences and the result. Now, I'm gonna drop in the chat room, there's a link to I hope I still have it here. Yeah, it's a BitChute link. Go to BitChute, and folks, you need to watch this. This will get you a good start. Also go to thecenterforhealthsecurity.org and do a search for 2001 and on BitChute, the title is Coronavirus and Martial Law / Cui Bono? That's about the Dark Winter Project. And again, the centerforhealthsecurity.org, and you'll look for the 2001 Dark Winter event. It's scary when you look at that, and you look at what's happening right now, and you really have to wonder, because when we have people in government, remember George Bush said nobody could have ever expected that people would hijack planes and fly them into buildings, but then we also find out that there were three exercises over a 10-year period prior to September 11th dealing with that very scenario. If no one ever expected or could have imagined, why were you doing exercises for it? Well, we have the same thing here with people claiming no one ever could have foreseen a pandemic or something. Then how do you expect how do you explain, if no one ever thought about it, how do you explain the Dark Winter Operation and Operation 501, Directive 501? How do you explain?
May I say, you're another one of those who remembers things, and you see things, and you see things because you're looking not just at what they're talking about, you're looking in the background, you're listening to the background, you're doing all these other things. You make connections, you see patterns, don't you, Art? You're saying that all this stuff has been planned out and gamed out, and they pretty much know exactly how we're going to respond and where their trouble spots will be and how they're going to handle them.
Absolutely. And look back, CFR mentioned in the chat room here, and I've mentioned this several times, and I've talked about this on my own broadcast, you know, Event 201.
I see them walking around with foggers and spraying. They look like exercises. Like they're standing around like, you want to go have a beer after this? You know, nothing is panic. Nothing is
right.
Is real.
Hang on, folks. We got the music here. Break's coming up. Art, why don't you hold over? Robert did a little noise. Hang on. We'll get you after the break. We'll be right back.
Extend your life with Extendovite. When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All right. We're back. Is it Georgia? GA is Georgia, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I get things wrong sometimes, Archie. I didn't want to get that wrong. I don't know. Maybe you could be in Kentucky. No, that's somebody else from Kentucky. I have
Kentucky.
But... yeah, and you used to be from Texas too.
Right? I traveled around a lot. Now I'm pretty
stuck. Yeah,
because after I passed away, I got the land. So now that I have, you know, have property, I kind of got to stay here, take care of it, and you know, stuff like that.
Do you still have that same phone number as when you were in Brownsville? Probably
no,
not.
No, I don't have a cell phone. I don't have a cell phone now.
Okay, that's why.
Yeah, I wanted to get in touch. I wanted to get in touch with you, Alan, and speak with you later. Steve gave me your phone number, so I'll probably give you a call later today if you're all right.
Sounds good.
All right, cool. But,
okay.
You know...
Well, you go ahead. Why don't you finish up and then tell me about what time you can be on with Vicky tonight, and then I'm going to move on. What do you got for a close?
You know, it just seems really odd to me when we look at all of these, you know, these exercises and we have officials. Nobody could have ever imagined. It seems really odd if nobody ever thought it was, you know, or could have possibly imagined you'd have exercises for these very things. So, but, you know, hey, you know, maybe it's just me. I don't know. I'm telling you, you know, I have been known to wear a tinfoil hat on occasion. But yeah, people need to be paying attention to this stuff. And I know a lot, the average, attention span for people is about 5 minutes. But, if people need to learn how to really, see long term, because that's what these folks are. These people are looking. Most people today look, 2, 3, 4 months into the future. These people look 2, 3, and 4 generations into the future. Mm-hmm. And they're very patient. And they have waited over 100 years for the right time. And it does appear, if we look right now at what's happening, it does appear as if this is the moment that they've been waiting for, because everything we've talked about for the past 20, 25 years is now coming to fruition, or at least that's how it appears. And if we are correct, and this is it, those of you out there who don't have a stockpile of food, don't have seeds, don't have hand tools, don't have the very basic necessities that you're going to need when there ain't no groceries on the shelves, there ain't no gas to be had to run your generators or your chainsaws, there ain't no electricity to run your... Because believe me, when it all goes, you ain't going to have none of this. You ain't got silver. There's three Bs. Beans, bullets, and bullion. And if you ain't got them, you ain't going to make it. And I feel really bad for those people, because if we're correct, this is what we've been waiting for. Many of us have said for years there was going to be an economic collapse, a societal collapse, or a government collapse, or a combination thereof. We did not know what would be the catalyst to get the ball rolling. We did not know when it was going to happen. But we knew it was coming, and we knew it was close. It does appear we are there.
Vicki Davis is your guest tonight. How does somebody listen to your show? Where are you at? Over on Spreaker right now?
Spreaker.com. The channel is Ideas Are Bulletproof Radio. Once you're there, click on podcast. You'll see a pretty green t-shirt that says, "I find your lack of ammo disturbing." That's me. Click that. You're home free. Just hit the play button, and on the play bar, you'll see a little chat bubble. Click that, take you right into the chat room. But we'll start at 7 p.m. Eastern, and we're going to be talking about, for those of you who have not heard about this before, it's called the Moral, M-O-R-A-L, the Moral Map. And this goes back to 1941. This is part of the plan. Vicki is going to walk us through this, explain what it is and how it's related to what we see happening right now. No one's talked about this. No one. Only Vicki. And I think people really need to tune in and hear this. So Spreaker.com, the channel is Ideas Are Bulletproof, and the podcast is American Renegade with Art Underground. Hope to see you there. Hope to see you in the chat room. Folks, we got to get it together. I think this is our last chance.
We're in a lot of trouble.
It sure looks Thanks, Art. Appreciate the call, as always. And, sounds like a good show. Hey, Alan, you were trying to get something in there?
We're in a lot of trouble.
There?
Music.
Yeah. Hey, Robert, we'll get to you as soon as we come back from this break, man. Hang in there. Welcome to Texas Radio.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model Easy 4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new Easy 4 for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
We're back. Republic of Texas Radio. We're heading into the home stretch here. 30 minutes left. Robert in Illinois. He's on line 3. Hey, Robert, are you... Sorry about the...
I'm here, Steve. I don't know if I have anything profound to say at this point, but, you know, I am going to make a joke. You know, that moral map in America seems to not be a straight line. There's a lot of dead ends and canyons to cross before you get, you know, that line gets continuous again. You know, to look online or to hear people still say, we got to impeach Donald Trump. Donald Trump's responsible for everything. He's a dictator, and he's, you know, he did all this. You know, the guy's been in the office for 3.5 years. We don't know what part of this plan he's playing and whether he's a good guy or a bad guy or in between to make it less harsh for us, because there's already been a plan in place that he can't change, but he's going to actually ease the blow. We don't know what this guy's up to, but, you know, he, again, in 3.5 years, you know, he had Joe Biden in there for 27 years and Schumer and whoever in 30 and 40 years. These guys are all the problem. These guys are all the cause. You know, even though they're middle managers, they're just minions to the greater power that paid their paychecks. They're still the one that voiced it and made the votes and so on and so forth, you know.
Yeah, and Robert, that's the hard thing for most people to understand and accept, is that these people... Like Art was saying, these people deal in long-term plans. It's like Janet Phelan has been. I heard her name again recently on Frank Allen's show on at nighttime, and I was like, Janet Phelan, I know that name. And I was like, she talked about the dual water lines like 10, 12 years ago, and then she got harassed, and she kind of disappeared for a while. And she's not talking about it a lot now. But see, I mean, 10, 12 years, that's nothing for the planning for these people. You know, they would gladly bury some lines, some dual lines, and be able to just remotely open a valve sometime if they want something to happen. You know, because it will have been forgot about 10 or 12 years. Everyone sits back and thinks, well, that's just crazy. No one plans that far ahead. It's like, that's like a second to them. You know, these people do long-term, I mean, generational, like Art said, generational planning. You know, one generation gets it started and rolling, and the next generation picks it up, and it just continues to grind along.
Well, just think of the way they design all the highways and the tollways. You know, they plan that 20, 25 years in advance, and then they've also designed it to be entrapments. You know, they're all designed to where they can close off an entire city and no one can get in or out, you know?
The loops around the cities? I mean, yeah, yeah.
That's just a simple example of this.
Mm-hmm.
But, right. I don't know what to say. What Chris was saying about that one video of people burning down to 5G, it's one thing I actually noted it in a blog yesterday that, you know, people don't realize that, you know, this whoever posted that, people automatically think is some just regular Joe that posted this video of them burning 5G towers. But it could be them implanting it to try and get a reaction and induce people to go out and do the same. All it takes is one or two people out of millions to be mental unstable and commit vandalism, and they get to say, oh, look what they're doing. See how crazy they are. They're nationalists. Look at the color of their skin. Look at this. Look at that. Oh, I think they're Christian, mm-hmm. too. You know.
You understand the psyops. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and then who had a good broadcast yesterday in the second hour was Rick Adams. He had that Dr. Day on. She takes one perspective of things, because this is what we're looking at. We don't know which way this thing is going. You got Dr. Day that takes one perspective of things. Then you got Dave Hodges from the Common Sense Show, he was on with John Wayne at Revolution Radio last night, did an hour with him. And he's like, look, this all has been planned, and it's China. And John Moore, who posted the one of the generals from China and how they were going to make biowarfare and kill off the population and invade the country, and then the UN troops and ISIS inside the country and all this. So that's entirely Dave Hodges, you know, and Donald Trump's trying to figure out how to, you know, save us and fight the battles, because that's technically what the invisible enemy is, if you want to say, because he keeps saying the invisible enemy, you know, they keep thinking it's coronavirus, which we don't know how real, you know, because coronavirus, common cold. We just don't know if there's an actual biological strain out there killing people. We just don't know, because they're lying about everything. How can you trust anything when it's just, you know, you get combated with so many lies for so long? We laugh about it. Coronavirus, common cold. Or, gee, we're not afraid of that. But what if there is an actual strain? We just, you know, it's confusing. But
and you know, Robert, what I saw was a global rollout on this, a coordinated global rollout with the same scary, knobby, spiky, weird-colored ball globally. This is a global rollout. I mean, they do have this coordination, folks.
Right. Yeah, they're artists with their balls.
Well, Dollar Vigilante over there, he's been writing daily articles, which I suggest people go to, Dollar Vigilante, and then he put in one of his articles in the last 3 days on a program called Lockstep that they had, and it talks about, the you know, a virus or a pandemic and how every country would do and lockstep in the same and commit the same stuff. So, you know, all these plans and white papers and plans have been out there. And then there's one last broadcast that I would suggest. It's off of Dennis Fetcho, Inside the Eye Live, and you can get that archive at Grism, with two Z's, grism.blogspot.com. And yesterday's show with Dennis Fetcho, in his second hour, he had this guy, Shali Lama, who talked about how this ties into the oil and what Putin did with the oil war and the Saudis, and how they're attacking the dollar, and they basically, whatever globalist plan had to come up, that Putin waited 6 to 8 weeks and then started this oil war, which messed up their plans. So you'd have to listen to that hour to get a perspective. So there's several different narratives is basically my point here. And we don't know which one it is. But on the ground level here, what we are seeing is now we started seeing in the last few weeks, limit one, limit two, you know, milk or eggs or whatever. People are frowning at you if you put too much in your basket. They're starting to use phrases like, oh, you're hoarding, and there's other people that need that food. So, you know, trying to shame you on top of that.
So we're looking at that, and now they're announcing where places like Walmart are no longer going to be selling garden supplies and seeds and stuff because they're non-essential. At a time when we're looking at food shortage and insecurities, they're saying that seeds to grow a garden or vegetables or whatnot are not essential. So I don't know how they could do that, even at the president's level. If the president saw this, he would have to, you know, executive order that and override everybody. You know, this is, how can you? But if he doesn't do anything, if it's left to the communist states, because look, we got 26, 27 states that are totally taken over by the Bolsheviks. So look, we saw the last 3 years, we saw how each state showed they were Bolshevik taken over by the rollout of red flag laws and sanctuary cities. And now, especially now when they pretty much dropped the hammer with martial law, you can't sell this drug. You can't do this. You have to be in your house by this certain time. As soon as this thing started, they didn't even wait. They're just like, okay, let's do it. All right, this is it. So we can see that a majority, not half, not under half, a majority of the states are taking over by the Bolsheviks, from the governor to the mayor to your local councils. I'll leave you guys with that.
Incrementally, it creeps along.
Hey, thanks, Robert. Really appreciate that. It's a heck of a lot to think about. And one of the things, the whole fact that I wonder if our Walmart is going to stop selling seeds and plants of darts and call it non-essential. I guess that's for times to come, huh, Susan? Might happen, might not.
I became aware of the seed issue a couple of days ago, and I was just astonished, you know, when, you know, just like your caller said, you know, we're approaching a food crisis. People need to be growing their own food. And, you know, what better way to keep that boot to the people's neck than to say, no, you can't buy a hoe, you can't buy a rake, and you can't...
Can't have no victory gardens this time around, huh? Can't have no victory gardens like they did in World War II. They cut back rations, they rationed, and people started growing their own food. Mm-hmm.
Well, this isn't a sponsor by any ways, but I'm going to tell people, you know, call, get online, find Baker Seeds, B-A-K-E-R, and this is your premier source of heirloom seeds.
Yeah, there you're going to have to, struggle to get a garden planted. That's interesting. But, yeah, we know that was coming. Controlling the food is part of what they want to do. Hey, before we jump to the phones, I see we've got more callers still on the line. I wanted to share this one interesting story with y'all because I found it rather fun. In Kentucky, there was a group of, I'm going to call them entrepreneurs and frauds/scammers. Right, they're all of the above, and they got together and they bought themselves two big old white 10-foot by 10-foot tents and put white walls on the outside of their white tents, and they did it all with, you know, white and so forth, right? And then they got this professionally printed sign that says coronavirus testing, and they faked a little certificate from the, you know, I don't remember what department they faked it, but they also misspelled it or something like that. And they hung it there, and then they walked around with their little masks, and some of them wore white with white masks and white hoodies. One of the gentlemen, I use that term loosely, was wearing all green. And then there's a video out there of somebody recorded this particular establishment, which was, you know, just basically a couple tents in a closed building parking lot, because there's a lot of closed buildings. And they were charging $250 a test to get tested for the coronavirus. You know, the cars would pull up, and then they'd, you know, say, hey, you want a test? Come on in. Walk into the front of tent one, and then we're going to send you over to tent two after we get your money. And in tent two, I guess they, you know, do whatever and says, bless you, you are healed, get out. I hope that, I don't know, it probably took only cash, I don't know. But there was a line of cars when this person that filmed it came up over there, and it was amazing when you watch all the people scurrying around going, yeah, we got to quickly take down our tent and throw it in the back of the truck and drive away. But they were
so I guess they had credit card machines and everything, Steve? Did they have the credit card machines and everything? Because surely not everyone's paying cash.
I don't know. They actually interviewed a gentleman. The gentleman that was actually, as I use the term loosely, that was pulling off the scam, and he was an LLC or a CEO of the LLC. So he probably, you know, there was some money that he spent for that, right? Speaking of, you know, the cost of those masks is what, $10 for a good N95 mask, $50 for a good N95 mask. I don't know. He had one. A lot of them did. And so I don't know. It's just like I'm going cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. But you scam like two or three people. You hide yourself, wrap yourself in an LLC, and you say, well, I'm not liable for what I do. You know, that thing is, that piece of paper, go get it. I'm just the CEO. I'm neutral here, right? They're just workers. They're following directives of the LLC. So, you know, but the government does not like you to steal the money before they can steal it, right? So what is it? Ron Paul always has that little thing on his desk that says, what's it called? Stealing money is wrong. The government wants to do it themselves. I don't know. I can't believe what it says.
The under-the-table butt stops here.
Yeah, something like that. Government doesn't like competition. You know, that's why you're not supposed to steal money. Yeah. Anyways, I wanted to share that with you before we went on to Fred. Fred in Michigan. How are you?
Hey, okay. Curfew hit, I guess it was Friday night. So I started asking people in the neighborhood, that must mean that Corona COVID morphs into a vampire in the twilight hours until dawn, right? So I can't be walking my neighborhood at night because I'm going to get attacked by Corona COVID vampires.
This virus can count. This virus can count. You got to remember that one. Group of 10 or more, it'll attack.
I recall the plagues of Europe, which first initiated in 1348, and the gypsies, who were the body robbers of the corpses, were summarily rounded up by the aristocracy and threatened with death as to their secret, why they were not contracting, succumbing to bubonic plague, which is the equivalent of Ebola, and or pneumococcus pneumonia bacterium, which, by the way, was the Spanish flu. It was not a viral, a viral contagion. It was the pneumococcus bacterium that was injected into the GIs from January through June of 1918. And it was the Spanish journalists who got onto that originally, so it became known as the Spanish flu. And all the autopsies that were conducted, this came out. Chris Hinckley brought this out in an expose 3 weeks ago. A guy by the name of Kevin Berry went to the archives at Johns Hopkins and discovered the autopsy evidence 98% to 99% corroborative of what I just stated. But the gypsies told the aristocracy it's the spices they were consuming. And in fact, at MD Anderson in Houston, there's a dude by the name of Agarwal, A-G-A-R-W-A-L. When I had microbiome for a year, we never were able to culture viruses. You can't culture a protein packet of DNA. You can culture, you know, live microorganisms under ideal conditions. It's called agar-agar. That's the medium. Well, this guy, Agarwal, is an Ayurveda expert. He's an MD, PhD at MD Anderson, but he authored a book, Healing Spices. And you can organize your own spice club through Frontier COOP free of charge, no cost to anybody. And then upon organizing with them, anyone that's a part of the club orders at wholesale. My favorite spices that I have been buying at Fred Meyer at $5 per 2 ounces. So you multiply by 8 to get a pound, $40. Some of them are $50 a pound. Through the food club, also.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
All right, we're back. Republic of Texas Radio. I guess we're out of time. We're just going to wrap it up. Hey, Alan, what was that story you were telling me about how you practice social distancing? What? I hate that.
Yeah, my young cousin down here. You like him too. He's a real good kid. Oh, I say kid. He's a young man now. Mm-hmm. But I started talking to him about this and about the social distancing, and he looked. He tells me, he goes, "Well, Alan," he said, you know, pretty much the way you talk normally, he said, you practice social distancing all the time. And I looked at him and I said, you know, you're right.
Yeah, I mean, I think that we all understand that. I've seen people look and, you know, and back in the early days when I moved to Texas or Fredericksburg, I remember when the city councilor, one of those guys, chief of police, would see me, and then they'd just instantly turn around in the store and run. I'm going like, well, why are you running from me? You know, I'm like, that's cute. But anyways, you practice injustice conditioning there, Susan?
Well, you know, it's by choice. Every now and then I'll, you know, I hang around with people. You know, one of the things that hurt me the most was I ran into one of my best friends, you know, coming out of H-E-B as I was going in, and she stopped like 6 feet from me, and she had this look of complete fear on her face. I put my hand on my hip, and I said, Dan, I said, look at us. Is this the first time we've never hugged
yeah.
each other? And her eyes got real big, and her husband just kind of rolled his eyes and looked away, and I'm like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, it's definitely pushing us apart as people. You know, at least it's trying to. I had one of those last week, too. I had quite a few of them where people, you know, but I guess I'm one of those evil people because they go, well, I guess we can't shake hands. And I put out my hand and they go, okay, here we go. Like, that's what makes us real. I think it's kind of important.
Avoid the lemming mentality.
What are you going to do?
Well, it's like, supposedly, you know, now your foot bumps to you, so I guess now you can walk up and you can just kick, you know, whoever you meet. Hey, how you doing? Kick them in the ass. You know?
It's a new way of saying I love you. Whack! One to the, not the kisser, the rear. I joking aside, you know, what are you going to do when you're offended by somebody that sits there and says, well, I can't see you because I'm trying to keep myself safe. And then they turn around and go over to somebody else's house. It feels like we're in kindergarten again, folks. They're telling us how to wash our hands, how to shower. They're telling us our cat has the coronavirus. They're telling us our dog has the coronavirus. It came from bats. It's because they ate bats. They ate raw bats. Really? Well, maybe. I don't know. Bat sushi? But it didn't come from bats. So
how come Ozzy Osbourne doesn't have this then?
Well, that was the 70s, and that was Ozzy then. Maybe that's why he has Parkinson's today. I don't know. Do you, Susan? Do you know?
I don't know. It's a sick world.
It is.
Definitely interesting.
Thank you for joining us.
Two of us that can think for ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Alan.
Take care out there, folks.
Bye, guys. See you later. The love of Texas Radio.
Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.